Okay, so, James, as you put 10 minutes on the clock, I'm going to ask Mike to give another clue to the outstanding hard hat challenge, which is unsolved.
It is unsolved. So we put out a new hard hat challenge last week on the last show. And it was a picture that somebody asked if they'd need a heart bypass just by looking at the photo because it was a lot of chocolate. And I'm trying to give a clue that doesn't give away too much, but I will just say I used a word in the clue last week that people have not been talking about. They've skipped over it.
Jelly beans?
They talk about jelly beans. They talk about tag, and they talk about books. But they don't think about the first word I gave in my clue. So I will say go back and put more stock into the first word I gave in my clue, because everyone's been overlooking it. That's all I'm willing to give out today.
All right.
Speaking of puzzles, though, we should talk, the Microsoft?
Yeah, so the Microsoft puzzle team, the crew here that runs those big puzzle hunts on campus, they're coming to the PDC.
That's cool.
And so during our party, they're going to be facilitating puzzles and riddles and all of that fun stuff for those nerds.
So I think we'll have them on the show later.
Yeah, we'll have them on the show in the future. But right now, we're putting out some puzzles through the PDC Twitter account.
Cool.
And there are prizes to be won. So if you like that kind of thing, go for it.
PDC09 is our Twitter
hashtag.
Profile. You bet.
Exactly. So enough about that.
Yes.
James Conherd.
Hey.
Welcome.
Thank you.
To complete our track owner series.
I'm the last one.
You are the last one.
Save
last but not
last.
Least.
Okay.
Nope. So you run our cloud services track.
That's correct.
Which really means what?
So last year, many people probably remember, we actually announced Windows Azure, kind of the Azure services platform at the last PDC. So we talked about, you know, what you can do in terms of the cloud, of building applications, deploying these applications across multiple instances, multiple servers that are being managed by Microsoft in this case, where you can kind of focus on building your app, and then Microsoft provides all the infrastructure, the hardware, all the networking infrastructure, and really just kind of abstracts you from all the pain and challenges you have to deal with. So that's what the cloud is really about.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we're really coming back, and kind of it's a year later.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really want to show people how the cloud has progressed from a Microsoft standpoint, how we've made progress with the Windows Azure platform, and really from a track perspective, drill into kind of the patterns and practices and kind of the lessons learned from early adopters. And so give kind of the attendees really a view for how do you build and architect applications in this new platform, and how is that different from what you may have done in the past.
Hmm.
So it should be quite a bit of fun.
And we've announced that we're going to have general availability of Azure at PDC. So what has happened in the last year? What have been some of the big advances and innovations?
Well, we could spend about 15 minutes or the remaining nine talking about some of the naming changes and all that.
Yeah.
The reality is that we've made a lot of progress based on feedback in just a year.
Mm-hmm.
And we've made a lot of progress with Windows Azure, kind of that compute and storage capability that resides in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
We've made some progress with SQL Azure in terms of we took a lot of feedback from the last PDC and from developers we've been working with very closely, and really changed SQL Azure into being a relational database that you can just easily access and you can write code against just as if it's SQL Server.
And this, this was based on feedback, part of it from PDC, if I recall, right? It was
absolutely
a kind of a strange way to do data.
Absolutely.
And the feedback was, I'm used to doing it this way with SQL Server. Why can't I do it the same way in the cloud?
Absolutely.
And it sounds like we've taken that feedback seriously, and we'll hear more
absolutely
at PDC.
Yep, we'll drill into it much more in PDC. Kind of the nice thing, when we think about like SQL Azure as an example, is it's really just SQL Server. It's many of the concepts that developers already know in terms of how to go and access database using existing data access technologies, how to create tables, how to manage schemas, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so our opportunity and what we're really going to focus on at PDC in the breakout sessions in particular in this track is what are some of the patterns for how do you scale out across the SQL Azure database?
Mm-hmm.
How do you manage multiple instances? How do you deal with all these kind of really hard problems? And they should be quite a bit of fun in the sessions.
And it sounds like these are problems that the cloud, or not problems that the cloud introduces, but new things to think about. How to architect your data, for example, how to scale your data across the cloud, where it traditionally was maybe just sitting in a single SQL Server instance on premises.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, most cases when you talk to early adopters, they're really looking at how can we use this cloud as a way of scaling out our applications, right? So be it that front-end websites that need to deal with burst capacity on certain days of the year or certain times within a day, as an example, or even situations where organizations want to run just huge, massive compute projects, and they just don't have the hardware and infrastructure to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So fundamentally, it's about scale. But as part of that, you have to think about how you architect an application for scale. I remember one of the PDCs I was at years ago, we kind of introduced MTS and kind of end-tier computing, right? And you remember all the concepts that people had to think about of how do you architect your application around managing state, about the way you manage transactions. Mm-hmm. Really, the cloud is not much different than that. Is that really what we're trying to do is accomplish these things that were really hard to do before, but it requires a little bit different lens in terms of how you architect and build your apps.
Mm-hmm.
So we really want to kind of focus on that within this PDC. But of course, there's going to be a lot of new stuff that mm-hmm. we're going to reveal as well
mm-hmm.
Around some of the new services that we're thinking about, some of the new feature set that we're planning. And you'll see some of that in the breakout sessions. Mm-hmm. So for example, there's a Windows Azure kind of present and future session mm-hmm. where we'll talk about what does that future look like beyond the general availability, kind of beyond the PDC
yep.
window.
So it's a good place to learn commercial availability, yep. big announcement there, so I can pull out my proverbial credit card and start using the services right away,
yep.
and kind of buy a data center in the cloud is the way I like to think about it.
Yep.
But we'll also kind of talk about where we're headed, where we expect the industry mm-hmm. to go, where we expect us to go, so that the attendees can align their products and technologies
yeah.
and strategies along with us.
James is part of our keynote team, and we've been in several keynote meetings together, and I know that there are going to be some big announcements. We can't talk about them here today,
right.
but there are some cool stuff that we're going to reveal that I think people are going to be pretty excited about.
Yeah, there's certainly some cool stuff, and part of that is kind of just the evolution of how the cloud is moving forward. I mean, if you really think about this first wave as being the V1, we're really getting started mm-hmm. in what we're going to be able to provide to developers, what developers are really going to be able to do, you know, just using kind of disposable compute and storage and all kinds of other resources that are just, you know, accessible to them. So it should be quite a bit of fun. I mean, in the track as well,
mm-hmm.
we also have a bunch of hands-on labs. And so, you know, if people are coming and didn't go to the Azure sessions last year, they want to really ramp up, I encourage you to go to hands-on labs. That's a place where you can quickly go through a few different labs, ramp up and get that base level set of knowledge, mm-hmm. and then go to some of the more advanced sessions that are focused on the Windows Azure platform.
Yeah, and we're running the hands-on labs a lot of hours this year.
Yes.
So you'll be able to sit down pretty much whenever it's convenient or there's a lull on your schedule.
Yep.
And hands-on coding, you know, following a script, so to speak, or
yep.
a lab manual, it makes it a little bit more real. Because we always talk about the cloud as this ethereal out there, don't worry about it kind
right.
of thing.
Yep.
And until you sit down and actually
more
write
tangible.
Some code and make it more tangible,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's
yep.
hard to understand, I think.
Yep.
Necessarily what it is. Are there other sessions in the track, whether they're published or not? I assume there's still a few probably that haven't been published yet, but anything you would want to highlight in particular, sessions you're really looking forward to?
There's a few sessions that we're holding back, you know, of course, until PDC.
Yep.
So you'll have to, you know, wait until PDC to see what those look like.
Fair.
But I mentioned a lot of the sessions being focused around patterns,
mm-hmm.
and so we've kind of taken that from different lenses, like one lens really being around scalability. Right, so how do you architect and build applications for scale,
mm-hmm.
either at the compute layer or at the storage and kind of database layer?
Mm-hmm.
Another session that I'm excited about is the SQL Azure kind of present future, where, again, we're going to talk about how we're going to move forward within that space, within the database space.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking through, there's a session around building kind of advanced applications for Windows Azure. I expect a lot of attendees who've been following along to really get excited about. We're
mm-hmm.
talking about how are you going to manage advanced communication patterns and other situations. So really kind of taking that lens. And then finally, you're
going to have a couple of early adopters on site, actually, who are going to be talking about their experiences, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention. Actually, what we've decided to do for some of the lunch sessions in particular is actually get some of the partners and customers, the ISVs and some of the enterprise organizations, as well as some of our kind of system integrated partners,
mm-hmm.
to come in and talk about how they are using the Windows Azure platform and how they've been using it for the last 6 months or 9 months. As part of our TAP program engagements.
So this isn't just us.
Cool.
This is real-world customers and partners who have really adopted the technology,
right.
have probably got some scars and battle wounds
lessons
and
learned.
Stories and lessons
yep.
learned to talk about,
yep.
And they're going to share this, it sounds like, in the context of some sessions.
Exactly.
That's
I mean,
good.
One
practical
of the things
advice.
That, one of the things that I don't think a lot of people realize is that leading up to PDC, you know, there's a huge schedule of, you know, activities
mm-hmm.
that go on.
Yes, there
and
is.
Part of it is, from a Microsoft perspective, is we hold different kinds of events locally, like software design reviews and mm-hmm. other things.
In this building,
feedback.
As a matter of fact.
In this building.
Yeah, in this very building that we're in today.
Exactly. And so part of that is getting the feedback to understand what are the topics that would really apply to kind of a PDC, and what are the areas where people really want to understand kind of that those unique areas, and that's what we try to focus on for the
sessions. We take that customer feedback very seriously.
Yeah.
It really helps shape our message and what mm-hmm. we're going to present. So that's just not like, you know, lip service. We actually really, you know, help the strategy based on that early customer feedback.
And when I talk to attendees, a lot of times they think we just rent a bunch of rooms, assign some time slots, pick a speaker and a topic, and just kind of let them show up with a PowerPoint. And kind of based on what you're telling me here, we have many labs over the course of time. We have customers come out here. We talk to them, give kind of PDC-like presentations, and get feedback on those presentations. And it's a many-month process that you go through with your track team and the rest of the content team to vet the content and make sure that it's top-notch.
Yep. And in fact, I mean, just in this building, you know, right now, we even have one happening for some of the .NET framework technologies. Mm-hmm. And so going through some of the other sessions will be kind of surfaced over the framework and tools track that I'm sure Drew talked about.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So how many different teams do you have to work with to bring this story together? I think this is to shock people.
Yeah.
There are actually quite a few teams. And so
when we look at
the Windows Azure platform in particular, like part of the reason why we're able to go and deliver this thing within just a short amount of time, mm-hmm. from announcing it last year to, you know, going to a commercial availability this year, is because we didn't start from scratch, mm-hmm. right? So we talk about SQL Azure, right? There's a whole SQL Server team that has 10 years of experience building high-scale relational database engines. So